Lone Star Brahma Hockey on KATX. Listen all season as we bring you up to date on all things Brahmas. Interviews with coaches, players, and more featuring in-depth details about previous games as well as upcoming matchups. It's Lone Star Brahma Hockey with your host, Matthew Householder.
Welcome into Brahma Talk here on 97.7 KATX. This is Coach Dan Wildfong, who's waiting so patiently on the line with me. Coach Dan, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great.
Doing great. You sound like you're in some pretty good spirits.
Yeah, we got a big weekend ahead of us here against Corpus Christi Ice Rays. We're 4 points behind them, so it's a great opportunity for us to catch them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I've loved watching the competition of play between the two teams over the season. Very quickly, though, let's bounce back to this past weekend. A 1-1 split over the weekend, but I came out to the game Saturday and got to say, a very impressive showing from the Brahmas.
Yeah, I thought we played a very physical game on Saturday. It seems like Friday we have a tough time just coming out of the gate. But, we really stressed, if a guy moves a puck, he's physical. And when you do that, there's a lot more turnovers, and that's what happened. Obviously, Saturday night, we got some turnovers, got some goals.
It was a very good game, coming out. I had a little bit of mixed feelings because the Brahmas came out doing great in the first couple minutes and then kind of started to fizzle down there towards the end of the first.
Yeah, I think we got away from it. We got up a goal, and then we kind of started defending more than we were attacking. And, Topeka's a good team, so you got to make sure you're going after them, not sitting back on your heels against a team like that.
Well, and, now that even though we're coming down towards the latter part of the season, you did have some of these new players get out on the ice. And first action, one of the people that I was anxious to see on ice, see how he could perform, was Briscoe.
Yeah, Briscoe's a big kid. He's 6'3", 205, 206, something like that. But he's a 17-year-old kid that has size and a lot of potential, and Jeff Potter and myself obviously want to work with that raw talent to make him where he can step in next year and be a really, really force be reckoned with in this league.
No doubt about it. And overall, who were you most pleased with their performance on the weekend?
It wasn't necessarily just one guy. I thought a lot of guys, they played the systems on Saturday, played really hard. I think our goaltending was fantastic. I thought we kept a lot of their shots to the outside, and we defended well as a team, where we gave up too many opportunities, Friday night. So, DJ made some great saves down the stretch to really solidify the win. But, it was a team effort. We win as a team, lose as a team.
Well, before we talk about this upcoming weekend, want to ask you, coming into these final weeks here of the regular season and, of course, gearing up for training camps, things like that, what are your preparations with the team to start focusing in different areas?
Well, we're really focusing, to tell you the truth, is obviously we want to make sure we're a detailed, very detailed team. We kind of have a mini series going on of our playoffs right now. We had 10 games left, and we want to have, obviously win 3 out of the 5, the first series, and then same at the second series. So we want to make sure we finish strong here. We want to finish on making sure we're doing all the details, all the things that's going to make them, even the guys leaving, they're going to make them a better player when they leave. Make them understand that there is details to this game that are very important to winning and success, and them being successful as hockey players.
Well, it's terrific to see the program that has developed over the past season. Coming into it, everybody just kind of it's kind of a learning curve to it as you're going into it, but it seems like the Brahmas are definitely on the right track towards making next year one heck of a year.
Yeah, I think, Jeff Potter, he's been working very hard on the recruiting side of things. He went to Blaine, Minnesota, and I went to Troy, Detroit, to obviously do some scouting for next year. We obviously we're looking to get guys that are interested in our camps as well. We're doing a camp in Chicago. We're doing a camp at NITEX here, and we're doing a camp in Detroit. So should be, you know, we're looking for obviously the top end players in from 17 to 20 year olds.
I think it's going to be so interesting to see the different guys you pick up, and you know, when you look through the roster, you can see where these guys are from, and it just kind of makes you go, "Wow!" I mean, that just out of everywhere, these guys are getting pulled because you know they do have the talent and they want to show it at that next level.
Yeah, it's a great league. You know, we got an advantage with our great ownership and our great, you know, we have a great area that we play in down in the Southern Division, in Dallas. You know, there's a lot of things to do down here for a young player. They get to go to Cowboy games, NASCAR, you know, not just in the middle of nowhere. So
yeah,
we do have an advantage of recruiting, I believe, that really can help draw some of the best talented kids in North America and, you know, Europe and Canada.
No doubt about it. I think that definitely plays into the favor there for the Brahmas. Well, as we are heading into this weekend, the promo for this weekend, Pink at the Rink, and what they're going to be doing is all the players wearing pink uniforms, and that's pretty much head to toe wearing pink, and then they're going to have a game auction after it. And Coach, tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, it's such a great cause, obviously, you know, breast cancer awareness. Guys in the front office done such a great job getting this, you know, this event going, and we're really excited about it. The players are excited. They're taping their sticks, obviously, pink as well. You know, all the coaching, all the staff will be wearing pink. It's such a great, great cause, and we're very happy to be, you know, helping raise some money for it.
And again, that's coming up this Friday, and you can get one of those game-worn jerseys right afterwards as they held the auction. And then on Saturday, again, also with play against Corpus Christi, but just a few weeks left of home hockey there at the NITEX Sports Arena. We had a blast at the World Record Night, just an absolute blast, you know, watching everybody try to beat any and all world records that they could. Did they actually come out successful?
You know what? I don't even know. I was so focused on the game, I didn't even have a chance to ask Chad or Scott or Frank. So
I hadn't heard, but I'll
make sure that's part of my my regiment today to find out how that went.
Yeah, the one that I thought they probably had the best chance was all the consecutive dodgeballs thrown at one at a mascot at the same time. Kind of thing. I thought that one that they might be able to get done. So we'll see. But also coming up, they'll have Family Day on March 1st. March 8th is Star Wars Night, which you definitely don't want to miss out on. March 14th, Youth Hockey Night. March 15th is Family Appreciation Night. So, Coach Wallenfong, it's been a pleasure having you on, and best of luck in the upcoming games this weekend. We'll see you then.
All right. Look forward to it. Thank you, guys. You guys do such a great job. Appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Coach Wallenfong, for joining us, and this has been another episode of Brahma Talk.
Thanks for tuning in for Lone Star Brahma Hockey.
There we go, there we go.
Continue to listen all season for details of games directly from the players and coaches.
Go, bud, let's go. Come on, boys, get that net. Come on, boys, come on, boys.
To listen to this episode or previous, head over to LoneStarBrahmas.com or find them on Facebook.
Yeah, baby.
Lone Star Brahmas on KATX.